good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One, two, three.
Good morning. Good morning.
G'day, thanks again for getting our preview edition of the big SA meeting with the Oaks and the Sangster. We're also going to have a look at the Archer. We touched on it yesterday. Vince Accardi, it's all business Sunday morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, Ralphie. Here we are, and I'm looking forward to getting on the crease in South Australia.
Absolutely. First, what we'll do, we'll just touch on the Archer because we said we'd cover that. We did cover that, and then better get set. You can't get set because it's been scratched. So a couple other horses, because you said that there could be some queries about Straight Aces setup. There's a couple others that we should include for those thinking of taking a multi.
Well, number two, well, I don't know what price is
you
the Chris.
It.
Yeah, you called it. Yeah, that's it. You called it. The Chris Lee's horse.
$10.
Well, here we go. We look at this profile of this horse. It hasn't sort of gotten past that benchmark profile yet, but all the indicators are that this horse is ready. Where's the first level of insight? Look at the third up run, 8 to 3, Newcastle. It was 2.9 lengths below benchmark, so it's a soft figure. The race matrix scored at about 2.4, so below, so not that high, but here's the insight. Ninth best performance of the day. First section 7.2 below benchmark, which is not a soft, when I say soft, it's not 15 or 16 lengths below benchmark. You look at the last 400, 9.4 lengths above benchmark. I felt that was a really high extension, but what it confirmed is the horse was in top form. I was actually expecting a sideway run at its next start, and that's exactly what happened. It was a good effort in terms of like what it did through each of the sections, 1.8 below benchmark first section, 1.6 above between the 8 and the 4, no real finish around benchmark last 200 metres. 29 days, back to 1,300. I only need to go back and remind everybody of this. Last year, July, Randwick, listed race, 0.6 above. Race matrix, 0.3 above. I look at the field that's in there and say, okay, they're not super horses, Barbie, Fox, acquitted, but this was the sort of performance that this horse is capable of doing. It is capable of running around that level. And then there was the run before that, Ralphie, on the 24th of the 6th. Even though it was a 0.6 below benchmark, the race matrix had it about a length and a half. And I looked at the film again, very similar. And I'm saying this is ideal for this horse at a price. And that's probably the one out of all the runners that I'm would be willing to consider speculating on in that race. I mean, I get it if Straight Acer wins, Rolfie, but unfortunately for me, just the way the profile is, I can't back it. So there you go. So that'll stay out.
That's it. Okay. As we always say, this is an accompaniment to your final edition of Race Speed Profile. So please open that up. One race we didn't speak about was the benchmark sort of race. And Avia Tress is the dominant favourite. It had a throw at the stumps on Oaks Day at Flemington last year and then and had a little bit of traffic there after two good wins to start its career. Is it good enough to kick off winning here?
Well, obviously, the yard's going to be really important. It's hard to say. I mean, it does have a 0.5 above benchmark from the Morpheville second up performance over 1,050 metres. You would like to feel that the 1,100 could be suitable, but it is definitely down to a yard watch. The only slight concern I have is when I put the race matrix over it, it was sort of indicating that this horse at the moment is still trending around 2.5 below benchmark. So that's like puts me off a little bit.
Fair enough. Race two on the program there. The favourite for the race is Growing Empire from Caravas and Cardamy. As far as your race speed profiles, now that you've had a good look at it, it just remains low, but you've gone Growing Empire, Caravas, Cardamy, pure Aquas. So you're in market order there. It sounds like you're not playing in this race.
Absolutely no chance.
-3.5 is your IVR forecast. Yeah. Third race, we touched on this yesterday. This is the sort of the pincer movement here for Air Assault, who beat Warmonger last start, now out to 2,000 metres. Again, low confidence race for you. Shinjuku and Bold Soul, the other two you've mentioned.
Yeah, a few things. Firstly, Shinjuku. It's always been a horse that I felt might have potential. We've got to wait and see if it can actually take that step and create that potential. I wasn't in love with that last start performance at Moonee Valley, so that's like I've got it sort of on the sideways. I need to see what it does. Air Assault, that run at Morpheville two starts back almost got me where I wanted to be. It was 0.1 above benchmark, but I ran the race matrix over it. It didn't break benchmarks on the stress test, and I thought, I do believe you're going to peak today, but you may not be able to get to benchmark. So for that reason, I just say I've got to stay out of the race.
No worries. Race four in the program there. Moderate confidence level. We've outlined all our cases for or against yesterday. Scripper, Sans Dude, What You Need, Press Down. The reality with What You Need, I heard Mick Kent this morning say about, he definitely had serious stakes potential, but with that wind up, it's always going to be a hit or miss situation. He gets his chance to improve second up, but Scripper is the one with the form on the board over 1,100.
Well, see, What You Need was the interesting runner for me, in the sense that it would be good to see if this horse could take that next step. Now, that run first up, I felt was right commendable. But last campaign really did show it's capable. But the wind up, Ralphie, from my experience, usually their first run's their best run.
Yep.
And sometimes you can get a second run and then you get nothing. You get marbles, and I don't know, it's not very good. So that's a turn off for me. And Scripper, the challenge we got with this horse is just a very bad pattern. I mean, it can win, but oh, goodness me, Ralphie. And I can't go there. I just can't risk my money, even though it's the sort of horse you should back.
So Sans Dude and Press Down are the other two, but that's for you to consider playing or not. Mm-hmm. It won't be for you. You as in the customer, but not you, Vince, as in you. Race five of the program again. We outlined this in depth yesterday. Arkansas Kids, Skybird, Moesha, Gumdrops. You've elevated this up to moderate to high. What's your final thoughts, race morning?
Well, I felt that this is a horse that I should chance my arm on. This is Arkansas Kid. It's not a perfect setup, but what I do like is this. Third up over the 1,200 metres. That first up run was a half length or 0.5 above the IVR benchmark, which sort of gives me the right sort of confidence it's trending correctly. I felt the second up run was solid, even though it didn't break benchmark, but the race matrix sort of had it close to that. And I do have an expectation that this horse will go close. It's going to need some luck, Ralphie. So the rider was probably, if it was a different rider, I wouldn't go there. But because it's this rider and the way Morpheville is, it's a very wide home straight, the chance will be there. So I just felt a C-grade bet, 1x4, was where I'm sitting right now. And I can't really – this horse is either going to deliver or find bad luck and not deliver.
It's currently high threes. I wouldn't be surprised if it starts like $4, $1.60, $1.70 yep. range, and that gives beautiful. You a chance to finish in front as long as it runs a place, so which is nice.
Yep, correct.
The fillies and mares, it's a good, strong race. We covered this in depth. Just before we get to your final thoughts for the race, one horse we didn't touch on, and because it's in the market, we should, Campionessa.
Yeah. Oh, it's a horror profile, Ralphie. Got the right rider, J-Mac. Yep. Just – you have a look at the campaign. 160 days, 68 days, had two runs in New Zealand, then had a 56-day break, and then had like, five runs in New Zealand. They bring it over Victoria. It gets victory. Great performance, by the way, right? That was its top-out run. So I wasn't smart enough to get it there, right? But that's the place where you had to get it. And if you're not going to get it there, are you going to get it in future races? And it's been racing in good races. It's around that benchmark horse. Can they keep this horse up? That's the risk. It's a big risk, Ralphie. And that's my problem. You could be on a horse that's got the ability to win, but it might have come to the end of the campaign. And then what are you going to do?
So previous race, you said Mark Zara, Arkansas Kid, Wide Barrier. Here, Blake Shin, Wide Barrier, Foxy Frieda.
Well, Blake Shinn, I've got no knocks on this person. He's an outstanding rider. Yeah. I'm glad. I know we lost Damien, who's, but you know, was just such a super rider to bet with in a lot of situations. But now we've got Blake Shinn, who's like at the top of his game, and I love that. He's a very hard horse to fault, Ralphie. Yeah. Everything sort of points to this is it. And I'm just sitting back here saying he's another horse that I'm sort of borderline wanting to back, but it's a C-grade bet at best.
Yep. So Foxy Frieda, the one that stays in your top four, $31 now, Shuffle Dancer, Sione, Lady Jones are the others. And again, we mentioned all these yesterday. Righto, the Oaks, wide open on paper. Sounds like it remains wide open on your thoughts. Wings of Song, Queen of Dragons, Coco Sun, Vibrant Sun, Pulchritunius. I'm still not any better at pronouncing that one.
Yeah, well, that's probably the best of the New Zealanders. It's not an easy race, Ralphie. It's beyond my capabilities. If I was probably a bookmaker, I'd be standing Wings of Song, and I'm either going to get punched up or not. But the market's big field. I would have liked it if all the bookies had that at $2, $2.50, and say, okay, then you can become a bookmaker for that race and potentially make some money. But it's not for me.
Righto, the Sangster, probably the highlight, or easily the highlight of the day, given the quality of the field. Most advanced, Zapateo, Estriella, Benedetta, I Am Me. Since we spoke yesterday, Vince, and obviously we did all the form in depth, been interesting. IME's been quite soft. It'd be interesting if that remains the case pre-race. Rock solid Estriella and money for Benedetta, who, as its closing speed, and often see that Sunday morning, whether the support is sustained will be the query pre-race. But like I said, the Estriella dominant favourite now, mid twos, and pretty much all on the line. Zapateo, IME, Benedetta. What's your thoughts, race man?
Well, the way I was moving the chessboard, obviously not going to be with Estriella, even though I do get it, it can win, just the setup for me. I just have that little question mark at the 1,200 metres. Not saying it's not going to do it, just I don't want to go there knowing that A, Zapateo, B, IME, C, Benedetta are all solid at 1,200. So it has to get past those horses. It might be good enough and just do it easily, right? But the one runner that I just could not go against under all circumstances, I just feel Zapateo's absolutely ready to peak. I had another good look at its 1,200 metre profile, and I'm very, very comfortable that this horse is a rock solid plus 1 to 2.5 horse. That's enough for me. It sort of just misses the cutoff for me as a grade bet, and the reason being is no matter how I look at it, I'm not silly enough to say Estriella is no hope. So it is a chance of taking a slot. That means I'm left with four runners. And generally speaking, when you're in that dilemma, you should be considering staying out. But the way I feel and the way the market's behaving price-wise, I just can't help myself to say Zapateo is either going to be a C-grade bet or a B-grade bet for me, because I'm going to take Estriella on.
And so from a mindset thinking, what you're saying is that you like all four runners in your most advantage. One of them should win. That also means that that any of the four can take the three slots. But because Zapateo is $758 available, then from a risk-reward point of view, you're prepared to change your own.
Well, it is. And it's horses. Like, I look at the campaign. Three runs in, perfect. Like, it's at the right at its peak. And that last start, I'm this confident. If it brings that 1,100 metre Rose Hill run to 1,200, the horse is going to win. That's how confident I am. And Jamie Carr, I'm happy to be with her. She'll give it the right ride.
We discussed briefly the last race too, for those taking quaddies, and Chicago Storm, you said, profile terrific. It's pretty much a case of if he turns up again, he will run well again.
Yeah, can't fault the run last start. This is another horse, Ralphie. All things being equal, this runner should take one more step upwards. So take it as you will, but really the line in the sand is that last start run. IVR, we scored at 1.3. Race Matrix is saying 0.2 above. That's good. It's above benchmark, and I actually expect the horse to peak today. So it is one that you can consider as a C-grade proposition.
Probably the market that's come forward that we didn't touch on is Mr. Maestro. The reality is, if he brings his absolute A game, he's going to take a power of beating, but his absolute A game was a while back.
Well, I look at it like this. I'm sure it's only because Damien Lane's on it. The profile's not there, man.
Yep. He needs his spring 2022.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck. Yep. It brings it. Hallelujah to all the ones that backed it. But for me, I'm not even remotely close to that horse.
How do we sum up the day? Pretty much keen on Zapateo and Foxy Frida in the main, Chicago Storm, and probably none of them are complete open-the-shoulder situations, B and C grade sort of plays.
Yeah, well, right now the one that I'm definitely locked myself into is Zapateo.
Yep.
As the starting point. So I'm locked into that one. I wanna back that horse, and I'm going to chance my arm. It, like I said, it's a borderline scenario. I hope one of them parades badly and not Zapateo.
And sorry, I should have also included Arkansas Kid as the probably the four main ones for the day. In the meantime, really appreciate you being a customer, as always, of Year Round Carnival. Win, lose, or draw, we'll break it all down this week as we look back on what happens on our Year Round Carnival review show.
Get on down.